Thou monkeys are so hot.
This is Gina. This is Ricky. This is Gina. This is Ricky. This is Gina. This is Ricky. I'm sweating for Jesus. How about you? How about you? How about you?
Show is episode 14.
Hey, you're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Hi, this is Gina. How are you?
Hi, this is Kathy. How you doing?
Yay, Kathy.
Yay.
Hey, did, just to first start off, have you went to the website yet?
Yes, I have.
Did you see your message?
Yes, I did.
Someone wants to marry you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I ain't got
one. If he was a...
Where's my phone?
If he wasn't a big old homo.
Right.
But you know, if I wasn't a big old lesbo, I might say yes.
I know. That's exactly what I was going to say, too.
Hey, it could work.
But maybe you'd be one of those lesbians that, like, are into guys every now and then.
Yeah. A part-time
No.
No. No. You don't do penis?
I don't do penis.
Penis is good. Dick is good.
He made a comment because he said, I'm American, that I don't know how to say Canuck. So I went to the Merriam-Webster's Dictionary website or whatever, and mm-hmm. I played how you're supposed to say it, and it says two ways. One of them is Canuck, and the other one is Canuck. So I said it right.
Yeah, you said it right.
I just said it the American way.
That's right.
Which,
and then we won't pick on his spelling either.
Oh.
What?
He's the one that brought it up, not me.
Right.
He's my boyfriend, you know. I can't be mean.
Right. You're allowed to be.
Yeah.
Well, I can say where the fuck
I have to straighten him up now.
Right. And believe me, Kathy can do that.
Well, yeah. She might be able to work it out.
You know how to straighten up any boy, huh?
Well, we won't go that far.
I can straighten
But I have
out
been known to have my day.
I can straighten them out, too.
I bet you could.
Leave
my boyfriend alone.
Ass. Like, there's where you go. That's where you enter.
Oh.
Hey.
Yo, Jack is so sick.
You say I was a whore? Yeah, of course.
I didn't say you were a whore, I said you were sick.
Oh, yeah, I'm sick too.
Yeah.
How's your back doing, Gina?
Huh?
How's your back doing?
It's feeling better.
Yeah, did you get to hook up with your date from your family reunion?
Actually, no, that person is already involved with somebody.
Oh, with their uncle?
Huh?
With your uncle?
Hey, I didn't know you had a date from the family reunion.
Oh, you didn't tell her.
It was not from the family reunion. One of my relatives was trying to set me up with somebody.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't work out. And he's my relative, one of my cousins. After he said something about he would set me up, he goes, well, I don't know what to do after that. It's like, I know exactly what to do. I've been doing this a while.
You know what that means, don't you, Gina? That means Kathy didn't listen to our last episode.
True. Like everybody else.
Hey, you know what? We've had more downloads on the last show than we did the time before that, though.
Think they're trying to tell us something?
I think they're saying not to use iChat and GarageBand together ever again.
I think so.
Yeah, not both of them together.
Kathy, we were so bitchy on the last episode about our listeners not downloading anymore.
Ah.
We were like upset.
If they come
back
and actually listen. Because we were telling, you know, what's up with this shit? Y'all ain't listening to us? We ain't doing this shit for the hell of it. We were bad.
You were bad, weren't you?
Yes, we
just
were.
Just got on the control and just let them have it. Actually, we just let ourselves have it, too.
Yeah. We said that if we weren't, or if nobody start downloading again, we're going to talk about necrophilia 24/7 until someone starts downloading even more.
And then we down
well,
ourselves.
I'm sure that just kicked them right into gear.
But we also down ourselves because Gazo Case sent us a clip, and we kept telling him like 4 shows or something ago that we were going to put it on there, and we fucking never did.
But we finally put it on there.
Well, so, you got to do what you say you're going to do.
Right. We're bad about that.
Bad boy.
Yeah. Tell you this, but he called me yesterday on the phone to tell me that I was on the Little Fatty Cast on May 22nd.
Oh, that's how you found out?
Yeah, that's how I found out that I had called the Little Fatty Cast while I was drunk as hell.
Oh my God, you were that fucking drunk that you don't remember?
Yeah, I did not remember.
No shit.
Yeah, that's what I was
what
telling you.
What the fuck?
I told you I did not remember.
I didn't know it was you found out because somebody called and told your ass.
Yeah, oh Gaze OK called and told me and said, were you drunk when you called the Little Fatty Cast? And I was like, what are you talking about? I haven't called them in like months. He's like, I think you might need to listen to the episode 20 or on May 22nd. And I was like, oh, okay. So I listened to it, and I'm going to play it. You guys won't be able to hear it, but our listeners will. So it's going to be, I think it's like a minute and a half long, okay? So here we go.
We're going to try to.
Hey, Larry, and hey, Big Fatty.
Hey.
This is Ricky from Lakeland, Florida.
Hey, Ricky.
I'm in St. Petersburg and Paris and Bears and Paradise.
Bears and
I
Paradise.
Just wanted to say thank you guys for a great podcast. You know, my podcast is FileMonkeys.com.
Shameless plug.
I just want to say that I really love you guys. You guys are great.
Although Jana hates us.
Right. Larry, I have the biggest crush on you. And you don't even know it. It's so sad.
I hadn't listened this far.
You're so cute and so adorable.
Oh,
and I
God.
Love your accent.
Honey, you need to stop drinking.
I just want to eat you guys up.
Oh.
But thank you for a great podcast. I really appreciate everything you've done for me. Thank you, Larry, for giving me the advice that I needed. And I hope
you
guys... 200 episodes in the making.
Well, that's good because we're at 180.
And goodbye. I love you guys.
Oh, my
God. Bye, Ricky. You big drunk.
Bye, Ricky. Even though his co-host, Gina.
Right.
This is Ricky. This is Gina. This is Ricky. This is Gina. Gina don't like us.
I listen when they're.
I've listened. I don't like it.
Guess what? Unsubscribe.
I'm unsubscribing! I'm only unsubscribing from the Gina part, though.
Ah, perfect. Right. You can do that. Ricky's got his feed set up
from
that
Gina.
Way. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
So, Big Fatty.
Ricky, what would he say? Bears in Paradise or something?
That's what he said.
That sounds pretty good. I didn't know anything about that.
Oh, those are my...
what is this?
Those are my fingers.
Okay.
Tear it up.
I just played it. You guys... I wish you guys could hear it. Gina's already heard it. Yes. But
now, did you include the other comment or just what you called in?
I put in what I said and what they said afterwards.
Okay.
So, would you like to add anything to that, Gina?
I would, but I'm wondering if I should just go ahead and be the nice person and just say, okay, whatever.
Just be the pretty
you
princess
that
you are.
Fuck y'all bitches. I am not the fucking co-host. I'm also a host of this fucking show, assholes. Sorry, Ricky. That was, just so y'all know, Ricky still loves y'all and listens to y'all religiously. So, just hate the vagina.
Well, I guess I'm guilty of that too, because I'll say I have my co-host, Gina, because there's two people, so... That's why I say co-host. And then, like, Kathy, she's our guest. Right. That's what I say.
Oh. Okay, so I guess it is your fault.
What do you think, Kathy?
I'm a guest.
Yeah, I think you might want to say that. Gina might, like, blow up. I love you, Gina.
Love you, too. I hope you enjoyed making a fool of yourself. That was so fun.
Oh,
I cannot believe you don't remember that.
I do not remember it at all.
Oh,
I had no idea that I called them.
It's a good idea, actually.
What?
You're fucked up.
Oh, I was. God. And I listened back to that. I was like, oh my God.
You were fucked up. I'm going to actually put that down and Kathy. That clip and let her listen to it.
Either well, she'll be able to listen to it when she listens to our show.
Yeah, I'll listen to the show so I can hear it.
So,
I'll be calling in right in your ass.
Right? Oh, that reminds us. Gina, do you want to tell them about our exciting news that we have for today, or do you want to wait towards the end?
Fuck it, let's tell them now. Shit,
okay.
Why not?
Well, Kathy, you will be able to call and let us know how you feel about the show because we have two telephone numbers to our show now and people can call and leave voicemails for us.
That's right. And just so y'all people know, if y'all do leave a message, we will play the shit on the air.
Oh.
Yeah. So what do you think about that, Kathy? Maybe Canuck Cub can call and leave you a lovely message and tell us how much
That's right. Maybe he can call and we'd be hooking up.
Mmm, that's hot.
That's hot.
So, our first telephone number is 206-984-3685, or that's 206-984-FOWL.
Yay.
And you can use this line, and Gina also has a line also. They're not separated. You can call either one.
Yeah,
but,
whichever fucking one.
Right, but you call us, you can leave us messages, you can tell us how you love the show, how the show sucks, how you want to marry Kathy,
how big your dick is.
How big your dick is wonderful. How wide set your vagina is.
Yeah, it would be vagina.
How about if people call in and tell us how wide set their vagina is?
Yeah,
would you go for that, Kathy?
No. Because if I got to tie a 2x4 on my butt, I don't want to get near it.
Damn.
Okay, and the other number?
So crazy. Oh, the other number is?
206-666-2252.
I wonder if
All right, who picked the 666?
Who do you think?
Yeah,
I
freak.
Think the, that one.
Freak.
We tried
You're
to get one with 666 foul, but
it was taken. Well, Don and Drew, theirs is 262-666 fuck.
Hell yeah, I like that.
And it's also 206.
I want one.
It's also 206 mom fuck.
Okay.
Isn't that great?
You old foul monkey, you.
Oh, that's great.
That is so bad. I'm going to stick my crystals on y'all.
Uh-oh, what does that mean?
That's sort of like putting a mojo on your ass.
But a mojo is good, though.
She has to put a good one because it'll bounce back on her.
Oh.
I'm a witch, too. I know this shit.
Oh,
You don't want that.
Don't forget I know where you live, too.
Do what?
Don't forget, tell her, don't forget I know where she lives, too.
Oh, is this a witch fight?
I didn't really understand the last part of what she said.
Oh, she said, don't forget she knows where you live, too.
It's all good. She loves me.
Yes, I do.
I know she knows about karma and about that. But
oh.
I'm sold on your ass. I know she ain't going to do anything bad.
Kathy.
Yes.
I listened to the last episode, and I totally said that the show was bullshit when you're on it. I listened back to it. I was like, what in the hell was I thinking?
I think he was drunk again.
So I take it that that's your form of an apology?
Oh, yes. I apologize. Okay. And I said it on the last podcast, too.
And I accept.
Aw. Thank you.
Man, you know I still love you.
Yeah, I know.
So we're all one big happy homo family.
Yeah, we're all one happy big freaky family now.
Right. We should go live like home assassins.
Home assassins.
We got a cub. We got a whore. And we got a bitch that runs around with them.
Who's the whore?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Are you new? Hello? Did you just clock in?
No.
Get down somewhere. Get down. Can you hear my dog?
Finbar!
Hello.
Finbar, what you doing, buddy?
He can't hear you because I have my microphone or my headphones on.
Oh, damn it. Put the headsets on him.
Oh, he doesn't like that. I try to do that with the cell phone, and he doesn't care for the cell phone, and neither does my cat. He, like, knocks it out of my hand.
It's like, bam, get out of my way.
Right? This is my house, bitch. Get out.
Get out. I don't know who you are.
Even though I've lived with him for 8 years.
Like, no, I don't know you. Get out. It's my house. You're the slave.
Oh.
Well, you know that's the way animals are.
Well, really, cats are like that.
Yeah, cats are like that.
Dogs are too stupid to be like that.
Yeah,
no,
are
dogs
like
are too loyal. They're very loyal to their humans.
That's true.
Dogs have masters, and cats have servants.
Yeah, that's true. They're so fucking attitudinal, though, kitty cats. I mean, dogs will come up to you no
like,
matter,
you put some
pretty
food
much
down
no matter
for
what.
Them. Oh, sorry.
What?
Oh, you know what I saw today?
What?
Brand new puppies.
Oh, what kind?
They were only like 2 days old. Oh, they were so cute.
What kind were they?
I could just smoosh their little faces. They're boxers.
Aww.
They're so cute.
Are you going to get one?
I'm thinking about getting one for my mom.
Yay!
Oh, you're
going to have a petting zoo,
mad
too.
At you.
Do what?
I said, your pussy's attitude. Oh, my God. You think he's giving you attitude now? Bring another dog in the house.
I know.
You know what? They adapt pretty fast, though.
What,
yeah. And I think that my little guy, my little cat, would appreciate it because it'd be somebody to play with.
You think so?
Yeah, because Onyx don't play with him.
So you like it when the dogs play with your pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So good.
My four-legged one.
They lap it up, huh?
Right, look at that pussy.
And I saw a brand new baby cow, too.
Changing the
He was only 2 days old, too.
Lick the cow, too.
I was out in the country today, if you can't tell.
Why were you in the country?
Because I was helping my friend move. You know, she's going from Bradenton to Wauchula.
Wauchula?
Wauchula.
Why is she moving there for?
Because it's country.
Oh, she wants to live in the country.
Oh, yeah, she's got... She used to be in the country in Bradenton until everything built up around her.
Oh, she's major country. She's major country. I've met
And now she's moving into the major.
Dang.
Hey, I got something for y'all.
Okay.
Hang on, just hang on a minute, okay?
Okay. What is that?
What?
Did you hear it?
Yeah. What is that?
It's my cow, Ben.
Your what?
My cow pin.
Your cow pin?
Mm-hmm.
Like a riding pin or one you wear?
Yeah, like a riding pin.
So when you start riding, it makes a noise?
Yeah, and you push a little button and it goes makes its noise.
Sweet. Kevin had a cookie jar. It sounds like a sick cat.
Moo! 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 That just cracks me up.
Kevin, you saw
oh my god.
Jar. That was
I'm entertaining myself over here.
Are you saying we're boring?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Kevin used to have a cookie jar that was a cow, and when you lifted it up and went, moo?
Oh, man.
Don't they also have
I love them
in,
cookie
jars.
Don't they have when they were real popular at Walmart, I used to go through and raise all their heads.
Oh, so not only do you like your dog licking your pussy, but you also like to lift some head.
Lift some cow head.
Okay, so why are we talking about sex?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm a nun.
Well,
I'm not like y'all that can get drunk and call anonymous numbers and leave messages.
Oh. Not all of us are, you know, prone to lock our chastity belts up.
Right. Oh, you have a belt?
Fuck no.
Oh, I was going to say,
I got rid of mine long time ago.
Oh, you know, guys, what we can totally do on one episode? We can, like, prank call someone and record it.
Who are we going to call? Can we call?
You know who we're going to call? We're going to call the person that I wrote that email about.
Ooh, that might not be a good idea. Can we use your phone?
Well, we'll use Skype because it doesn't have a telephone number.
That might be interesting.
That might be.
Hello, demon bitch.
I'll call up and I'll be like, "Did you get your email, bitch?"
You better be careful. You're asking to get bit on the butt.
I know. I'm not going to do that.
But we could prank call somebody.
Oh, yeah, we'll prank. We can, like, prank call a Chinese restaurant or something and ask for, like, a Whopper or something like that.
Do it.
Excuse me, do y'all sell Whoppers?
Can we have a Whopper?
Can we have a number four?
Yeah, a Whopper with Whopper.
Can I have onion rings with fries?
Can I get a fries with that?
10 minutes. Everything be ready 10 minutes.
It'll be ready in 10 minutes, but take an hour and a half to deliver to you.
Yeah, about exactly. as long as it's taken for us to post the BK guy on our website.
Oh, right. maybe I'll remember to do that on this episode.
Yeah, right.
No, you know what? I have a complaint about Chinese restaurants, okay?
Okay.
I do not like it how they understand perfect English on the phone when you're ordering, but when they're an hour and a half late and you're bitching about it, they act like they don't know English.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
What the fuck? You sure know how to say $5 in English, but you don't understand the word no, or you're late, or I want a discount?
Right. Of course not.
I probably no understand. I just came from country. Don't live here. I just on work permit.
You are so mean, Jaina.
It'd be up in 5 hours, so here you go.
And I'm going to I want
fried rice.
I was, before I left work there, I was talking to BMW. You know who that is, right? BMW.
Okay.
You know who that is?
I think so.
Oompa Loompa? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, she said that when she calls the Chinese restaurant, she likes to say she orders crab raccoon.
Crab raccoon?
crab raccoon.
I want to have a crab raccoon, please.
And she said they don't
can
even
can I have that. Two orders of the crab raccoons, please?
And she said they don't even notice. They just say, sure.
Probably think she's some American, can't speak Chinese.
Right. They're probably like, oh, you don't need no crab raccoon. We have no more.
No more raccoon. Away.
You've been here 5 hours. Go home.
Go away.
I want my raccoons.
You have to pay again. You eat too much.
Oh God, I would die if I was eating at a Chinese restaurant buffet and they came up and told me I had to pay again.
I know, right? You've been here way too long. You need to pay again.
You've been here way too long, buddy.
Well,
we are running out of cats.
You're sick.
The fur has finally flew.
True, but sick.
No more fur.
You must pay again.
The meow is gone.
Oh, man. God. Why was that so funny? Because it really wasn't that funny.
Oh, my God.
PETA is going to be calling us.
Oh, speaking of PETA.
Uh-oh.
I'm about the little ad that's going to be posted on site, or possibly on site. Have we decided?
The ad?
Yeah. Well, did you understand what Enos sent me? Was talking about? Yes.
Oh, the FU thing?
Yes.
Oh, do you want to talk about it, or do you want to wait until the next one?
Okay, I guess it doesn't matter. I was just thinking, because we were talking about PETA, and he referenced PETA. Even though he didn't call it PETA, he called it something else.
Who did?
That's what he meant. Okay, I guess we can talk about next one.
No, talk about it now. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because he was talking about PETA.
Who Enos? Was talking about PETA? Okay. Well, I'm kind of confused. Do you want to talk about it or do you want to wait until tomorrow?
Let's just wait.
Okay.
That's probably not PETA. We segue to that. We'll talk about it.
I'm hungry, guys. Where should I go eat?
PETA always says KFC's good.
Yeah. Kathy's probably going to say, at the Y.
A girl can dream, can't she?
Aw, you have to dream? You don't have to dream,
I'm
Kathy.
Just dreaming.
Aw, stop it.
She good for you.
You're just too fabulous for anyone. That's the problem.
That's right.
Aw. He's being so sweet.
Your she pussy has a tricked out
butt. It's gold line.
It's just a big pain in the butt. That's what I am.
You know what? In order for somebody to eat at the Wyatt Cathy's, their lips have to be made of gold.
That's right.
That's true. And they better be ready to spend some of the gold.
Oh.
You know what they say. I was born free, but I am no longer that way.
Oh, on the last episode, Kathy, me and Gina were talking about how we were going to take over the city here, and we're going to call it Gayland.
That's right. Fuck Lakeland.
That's cool.
And we're going to have a vote in the presidential participants or whatever, but it really doesn't matter because we're going to be president anyway.
Like you can vote for whoever.
Sort of like now.
But it's our decision. Right. And we said that if the person didn't vote for us, that they're going to have to like suck like 500 uncut cocks that have like cheese in it and everything.
Yeah, the good stuff.
Oh, that's gross.
And then like a 5-day-old unclean just cut off her period pussy.
Oh, that's really gross.
I said, not only are they getting their daily, their daily milk products, but they're also getting their protein and the fish smell.
This is good.
You know, fish, y'all are gross.
Fish is not good.
Fish is good.
That's what Gina said.
Smells like cologne, leave it alone.
Eyes in the room, I feel your fish market, leave it alone.
They say, no muff, two duck, we died at five. I think Ricky's going to be his pants.
Don't wet the sea.
Oh, God.
Oh, Ricky, you're so easily entertained.
No muff is too tough.
We dive at five.
This smells like cologne.
Take teeth out the gum if it's too tough.
Oh my God, that was great. Oh, I'm like crying. That was so funny. We need to come up with something like that for us, China. Oh, you know what we should totally do? We should have Kathy saying that, and then we'll put it in an introduction.
Go ahead, say it.
We could put it between me saying, this is Ricky, and then we'll have and then we'll have Kathy say, no muff is too tough, and then it becomes this is China.
He's cracking me up tonight.
Is her recording from her cell phone good enough to where she can do that now?
Huh?
Is her recording on her cell phone good enough where she can do it now?
Yeah, we'll do it at the end after we say bye.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Awesome.
I'm going to try not to laugh when that she does it. Because, oh my God, that was so funny. I think I spent too long at the beach today.
Why?
I think I have sun poisoning or something. No. I went to the beach today with a date that I had.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was cute. We'll just call him Mike because he said that he
Mike
didn't
Hunt?
Want his... No.
Mike Hunt party
no.
One.
Bend over.
Bend.
No, he asked that I not say his name, so, because, you know, he is local, and there are local people that listen, so, I mean, local as in he's in Orlando, but,
Yeah, we have, like, what, 6 listeners over there?
Yeah. One of them is him.
One of them is him.
But he came over yesterday. He got here around 11:30, and we watched that movie, Get Shorty. Cool. And because I had it, and I'd never seen it. I'd never watched it. And then we went to bed, or, you know, whatever. And then...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. I went to bed.
And then we got up and went to the beach today. We went over to St. Pete Beach. And let me tell you, it was crowded as hell, and there were so many good-looking guys there. And girls.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't any, like old, like, frail, skinny guys in, like, Speedos, what were there?
This is Florida, yeah.
Ew.
And there were, like, 500-pound men in Speedos there.
Oh, yummy. God, get me all hard.
Mm. Are you getting wet?
Oh, yes, I'm getting so wet.
Kathy, are you getting wet?
Thinking of those...
Oh, no.
No?
Huge bears and the skinny-ass otters wearing those...
Oh,
nice
no. There was totally a hot mama there today. She was, like, 74 in her bikini.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that was... Oh, hold on. Let me pull out Paris Hilton here. That's hot.
Oh my God, me and a friend, I think it was today, we were were heading towards Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, we saw the funniest thing. There were these two old ladies, both of them with cotton tops. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were fucking on the side of the road. Each one of them had one of those walkers with wheels on them. And they were just like sitting there watching the traffic, waiting for themselves to cross. Mm-hmm. And it was like, as soon as I looked at them, it was like, I just fucking busted out loud because they were sitting right there with each other, looking at each other and looking at the traffic. Like, hey, can we go yet?
Uh-huh.
And then when we were coming back, they had crossed already. Damn, you go, girl.
Hey, did they have the tennis balls on the end of their things?
No, they had like the actual wheels, and one of them had like a cloth thing hanging on it so she could hold shit. Oh, it was so funny.
Have you seen the ones with the tennis balls on them, though?
Oh, yes.
How about I could totally see one of them just picking that damn ball off of it and just throwing it at somebody?
Come here, motherfucker! Bitch! Oh my God, did you hear about the, like 75, 80-year-old woman that beat the fuck out of the crook that tried to steal her purse?
Shut up.
She beat the fuck out of him. And the funny part about it, they interviewed her afterwards. She was like, I want to meet his ass again so I can beat the fuck out of him some more. She goes, I want to teach him a lesson.
Where was she from?
I forget where it was at. I don't know if BBC News was.
That's funny.
Like, I want to meet him.
And I'm beating him. Kathy, could your mom do that? Could she like beat the hell out of somebody?
No.
No?
Not now.
She's not feisty.
Oh yeah, she's feisty.
She could like cuss somebody out.
Not per se in cuss words, but because she's told.
Kathy's not trying to bust out her mom. That's what she's doing.
Oh, really?
Exactly. No, it's just like, true.
She's like, I'm not talking about my mom because she might listen to Foul Monkeys and come whip my ass.
No, I know she wouldn't be listening to Foul Monkeys.
You never know.
Yeah, I do.
She might be showing up on our Frapper map.
All right.
No.
Hey, we're at 40 minutes, guys.
Really?
Already?
Yeah.
God damn.
Didn't
even get to talk about what we wanted to talk about. Oh, well. Hey, for another show.
Yep. So, you guys want to end, or do you want to make it an hour show, or what? What are you, busy, Kathy?
Nope.
You want to maybe cut this show in half and then do another one?
No. Only simply because I'm sweaty and stinky and I need a bath.
Ooh, what?
I told you I was out working today.
It's your muff tough.
Oh, shit.
No, I wasn't dealing with no tough muff.
She's putting a foul in Foul Monkeys.
Oh.
Now look.
Baby.
Because y'all ain't got nobody. It's not open game on Kathy. I'm going to stick the Canuck Bear after you.
No, I love you.
She puts the
I love you too.
Monkeys. That was great. What is
monkeys.
Wrong with me? I feel like I'm high or something. Okay.
Oh my God.
Let's end the show before my head explodes.
Which one?
Ooh.
Not bad.
Oh, my God. Shit. You know what? It's because I don't get to laugh at work as much as I did over the phone company.
That shit.
And I haven't been able to laugh in, like, 2 weeks really hard like that. Oh, and I think sucks. It's just, like, now coming out.
Ah, see how it is?
Yeah. Because you know me.
We're good for something.
I'd like to laugh a lot. So. But anyway.
Okay, 206.
Oh.
666. 2252. Call us up, bitch, and leave a fucking voicemail.
You can...
Or
you can also dial 206-984-FOWL and complain about how much I'm laughing.
Really?
And leave, and you can leave Kathy a message, you can leave Ryan a message, Misty, anyone you want to leave a message.
Anybody.
For.
Us, we good, we suck, we don't fucking care.
Right.
Fuck y'all too, bitches.
Also, remember to go to our website at foulmonkeys.com and leave comments on the website. Also, make sure you email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yes, and if you happen to visit the website and you'd like to subscribe to iTunes, Foul Monkey, we finally got a fucking where you can do it automatically. Well, not automatically. It takes you to iTunes.
Right.
Good, and bitches. Just don't, you know, whatever.
Oh, also, don't forget to sign yourself up on our Kingdom map, our Frapper map, and that's also located on the website, because...
Hell
it
yeah.
Only shows that we have 11 listeners, and
what
three of them are
that?
People that do the podcast. And one of them is my ex. Oh, come
well,
on.
Well, okay.
So,
that's one way of keeping track of you.
Oh.
And you ain't bitches ain't got to put your name. You can say, you know, I fucking listen to it, whatever. We don't care. Just do it,
right.
Bitches.
We would rather, if you're going to leave a comment, call us. We'd rather have the voicemail.
Yeah, we like voicemails now.
So, we're going to go ahead and end the show. I hope everyone has a great week. And, oh, did you guys know it got 102 degrees here?
When?
On Wednesday, I think. No, God. Thursday. It was 102
Damn.
Degrees, and at 9 o'clock at night, it was 91 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Is that crazy or what?
Crazy.
That's crazy.
We need okay.
And we're not even into the hot month yet.
I know.
I can protest that shit.
You can
That's
protest
scary.
Mother Earth.
Well.
God.
We can ax her.
You can ax her?
Yeah, we can ask her. Say, Mother Nature, would you please cool down some? Please, baby, we love you.
We love you, Mama.
Yeah, Mama, we love you. Hey, Mom.
We sure do.
Hey, Mom. Mom, we love you.
All right, well, let's go ahead and end the show. I want to tell everybody bye. And Alrighty. You guys tell everyone bye also.
Okay, bye. Fuck you.
Hey, everybody, have a great week.
Say it again.
Hey, everybody, have a great week.
It wasn't as exciting the second time.
Hey, look, Buffhead.
Okay, everyone, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Don't forget
Bye.
To eat the Tough Muff.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
Don't stop till you get enough. Don't stop till you get enough. Go China. Bust it out. I'm gay. Bust it out.
What if somebody records that? And they put it in an intro and send it to us?